how to join a pickleball league, your guide to becoming part of the pickleball community by pickleballcontrol.com. Let pickleball be your family's new sport. Now it is more, a lifestyle, a sport life. More like you, the pickleball crowd is a very attractive, active, and addictive group. The joke is that every discussion, no matter what the starting point, inevitably leads to pickleball. Pickleball is the spark, and you've got a fast-track way to friendship and happiness. Preparing for your first league match. The run-up to your first match can be both thrilling and terrifying in equal measure. First on the to-do list is making sure you've got the kit that you'll need. Depending on your game, this could include everything from suitable footwear to protective gear. This can include a hat for the sun if it's outdoors, goggles for eye protection, wristband and towel for sweat absorption, extra clothes if it's a long tournament, water bottle, and the list goes on. It's always worth shelling to be prepared for everything. After all, you'll play better and be less prone to injury. If you're in any doubt, check what you need against what your league officials say is acceptable in the tournament rules. Make sure your paddle is USAPA or UPAA approved. The rules for pickleball sports are fairly specific. If at all possible, get yourself some practice time. There's nothing like warming up to make you feel more comfortable on the court. If needed, ask for some coaching. If you can't do this, try to watch someone else play. You can tell a lot just by observing and, hopefully, incorporating it into your own performance. A good social network and plenty of after-match drinks will all help set you up as a great player. A pickleball group that knows each other is much more likely to stay together and do great things. So don't forget to get the group's social information and get yourself out there. Understanding pickleball leagues. A pickleball league is a collection of players that gather for regular games or mini tournaments in a season. Seasons last for a certain duration set by the officials, during which you will play with the same people every time. The matches typically will group players into a four-man group, and the groups will be ordered from best to worst. This group will play games until everyone has played with everyone at least once. The top player of the group will move to the next group up, while the bottom player will move to the next group down. With the new players, the groups will start playing again. Finally, season winners are determined by the winner of the best group. Join as many leagues as you like, women's doubles, mixed, singles, etc. Some leagues will offer compensation to the winner. Some are DUPR recorded. Be sure to read the rules before joining. Benefits of joining a pickleball league. Being part of a league helps create a sense of community or tribe. You will interact with different people, make new friends, and exist in a community environment. This level of camaraderie might result in increased friendship and the creation of lasting relationships, which is fundamental toward an improved way of life. Keeping healthy and being in a position to engage others in competition is the overarching goal. All of the aspects listed above have a lot to do with continuing to improve oneself in different ways. The reality of pickleball skills is less about the additional fitness and social skills gained. From a recreational standpoint, playing in a league setting radically changes the way one thinks about the sport and many physical or intellectual activities. They have consistent and regular competitions year after year, keeping everyone engaged. Depending on your motivation, the goal may still involve the basic objective of winning a match, or it could be about showcasing your best serve technique or trick shots. Some folks like to put on a show for the viewing audience, aka showboating. The more people watching, the better, some might say. However, in order to satisfy one's ego, there has to be more of an audience. Only an audience that includes one's friends or rotators will have the biggest impact. Join the most advanced league framework to date. The sport of pickleball is all about structure, and playing in a league will require playing within a team where a team-centric strategy will need to be defined. Just like there is a doubles pair strategy, a team strategy discussion will add an increased layer of fun. Getting others involved can be a great and wonderful way to either meet and play with new people or force a group of your friends to start playing right alongside you. While there exists a smaller and contained subset of folks participating in each league, the more difficult challenges will require playing more matches over a longer period of time. As with any type of event, each league will need to select and determine the defending champion. This is not going to be any normal tournament event, because the defending doubles champion pair to be crowned may not even play all of the same matches together. Finding a local pickleball league. The prospect of finding a pickleball league or club in your local area should excite you. Use your local community center to help guide you. Your local community center is a starting point, and for some, a hub for pickleball. Inquire about its scheduled games or any potential events that might be in the cards. Many fitness centers allow for the opportunity to play pickleball. Check around to see what gyms in your local area allow for the practice of pickleball, open play, or beginner lessons. See if you land any potential leagues in which you can join. Amateur pickleball leagues, or beginners and pros alike, are available and can be found by chance or by watching streams and championships on social media resources or other sites. What to expect when joining a pickleball league? For the most part, a sports league registration process consists of an online or in-person signup to give your personal information and select what teams or divisions you'd like to play in. Don't forget to have a credit card on hand because you'll also likely have to pay a registration fee. The fee typically varies depending on the location, age division, or league. Most leagues require the players to pay for mostly administrative reasons, uniforms, or equipment. Nonetheless, it's best that you are aware of the costs ahead of time, as this will most likely be the reason many players may not join a league. Sports leagues can be structured very differently, but common models exist. Regularly scheduled games and tournament models. For the most part, the divisions and leagues are divided up by age, skill, and sometimes, even in some cases, gender. There's usually a start date in which you will find out all of the match schedules, a map of the facility, as well as some other useful information that the league might find useful. Formats can range from points accumulation, tournaments, double round robins, or knockout tournaments. Match schedules are typically organized by the league coordinators before the season begins, specifying exactly who will be playing who each week. Usually, matches happen once a week, every week, on a specific date and time, e.g., Saturday at 4:00 p.m., or every Monday and Wednesday at 6:00 p.m. Sportsmanship is extremely important in all leagues. Once you've completed the registration process, find out who are on your teams, and have begun to start playing games, you should always be friendly and respectful to everyone involved, including the officials, other players, and parents of children, and even, to a certain extent, your friends and family. In my opinion, it takes 5 key qualities to be respectful and act appropriately in any situation. Respectful. Friendly behavior. Management of skills. Results with respect. Lose and learn. Take your initiatives to meet new people, whether it be on the first day or throughout the season, and try to maintain somewhat of a positive relationship with them. But of course, as I'm sure you already knew this, to help others learn, for those of you who are highly skilled players, arguing will get you nowhere. Joining a pickleball league can be a transformative experience. Not only does it provide a structured way to engage in regular physical activity, but it also fosters a sense of community among players. Many leagues offer a welcoming atmosphere where newcomers can feel comfortable, regardless of their prior experience. This inclusivity is one of the key reasons why pickleball has become a favorite pastime for many, as it encourages players to connect and build friendships while enjoying the game. Taking. The first step to join a league can be daunting, but it is essential to remember that everyone starts somewhere. Most leagues offer beginner sessions or clinics designed to help new players learn the rules and basic techniques. By participating in these sessions, you can gain confidence and meet fellow enthusiasts who share your interest in the sport. The supportive nature of the pickleball community makes it easier to overcome any initial apprehensions. As you consider joining a league, think about the potential benefits that extend beyond the court. Engaging in regular physical activity can lead to improved health outcomes, including increased cardiovascular fitness and enhanced mental well-being. Additionally, the social interactions that come with being part of a league can help combat feelings of isolation and loneliness, making it a win-win situation for your physical and emotional health. We encourage you to take that first step and explore local pickleball leagues in your area. Whether you're looking to play competitively or just for fun, there's a place for you in the pickleball community. Your insights can inspire others to join the movement and discover the joy of pickleball. Let's build a vibrant community together.